Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
Kev on stage.
And with my brother.
Hi, I'm Isaiah.
You seem awkward.
Hi, Isaiah, welcome to the show.
Hello, yeah.
Nice to meet
People
you.
People have requested in the comments to see you here, but you said before that you didn't want to be here, and now you're here. So that's great. Say whatever you want to say.
Why were you reluctant to do the I Don't Know with JoJo podcast? The streets are wondering.
I just didn't want to do it.
That's not a good enough reason.
No specific reason. I just didn't do it.
Is it because you're too cool?
No, I just didn't want to.
Is it because you are playing video games?
No.
Is it because of Discord?
No, I just didn't want to.
What made you change your mind?
Because you kept talking about gaming.
Good old guilt trip.
We were begging.
I was.
Okay, so what does it feel like to be the older brother of me?
Good. I don't know. It feels like what? What do you mean?
What do you think of? Like, what do you think of sometimes when we're, like, fighting, or that's mainly what we do, but...
You guys are just fighting about who needs to sit in the middle.
I think it's better for me to sit in the middle.
But no, I am, because I'm the host.
Because I'm the guest, so it makes sense to get questions from both of them.
But I'm the host.
But Joe, for some reason, thinks he should be in the middle.
Because I'm the host.
Since I'm the older brother, usually, when we're going at it, I have to hold back a little. Because if I hurt you, you're not gonna get in trouble. It's gonna be all pinned on me. So I have to, like, you know, not go as hard as you're going. Because usually when you hurt me, I can walk it off, but you just, no offense, but you can cry. So I'm like, I just need to not hit him as hard as I can so it doesn't get hurt.
Okay. What do you think about pets?
I want a pet.
You do?
Yes.
You do?
I think we can take care of it if we try. And I think if we really dedicate ourselves to it, we could do it.
What pet would you want? A dog, cat?
Yeah, a dog.
Dog?
Yeah.
Why not a cat? Do you just not like cats as much?
I don't think cats would be as fun as a dog.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is fair, but then you have, like, chores, like, picking up its poop and taking it out for a walk.
Well, yeah, but still.
Okay, you think the advantages are more?
Yeah, because at least you can have fun with a dog.
This is great. I want to know, because I'm the middle child, you're the oldest, you're the youngest. I'll ask each of you, what are some benefits of being the oldest? And what are some benefits of being the youngest?
Okay.
Say first.
Benefits of being the oldest. Usually I get the better stuff since I'm older and I'm wiser.
Better stuff.
Like top bunk or like good food other than kids meal. Even though most of the time you want stuff from the kids meal. But I can get food from the regular menu. And... yeah, that's pretty much it. Just better stuff since I was
that's all you have to...
first, yeah.
Joe, what's the benefits of being the bebé of the family?
Well, being called a baby from you guys.
I said benefits. We'll get to drawbacks later. Benefits first.
Benefits. Well, I guess I have less restrictions. Well, no, I wouldn't say less restrictions, but like... I don't know how to word this.
Take your time. It's okay. You're all his friends.
Because I'm the baby boy. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys... Well, I don't want to even say that, though. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to word it.
Okay. What are the drawbacks, then?
Being called a baby.
Yeah, but you are the baby.
I'm not a baby.
We're not calling you a baby, but in this family, you are the last child born.
But why does that make me the baby?
Just Mel, Auntie Mel is the baby. She's 33. Mm-hmm. She's still the baby. My sister is 33.
She doesn't have to be called a baby either.
They do. They call a baby man.
But why?
Because in families, you're just the baby. You're the oldest forever. You're the middle forever, or you're the baby forever.
It's but why just, is it not youngest?
Because you see me with a baby. And you got little cheekies.
All right, what else outside of being called the baby?
Drawbacks?
Yeah.
I guess I would say... I mean, yeah, Zay does get the better stuff. The bunk bed? I wanted that. At first I did, I was like... Later on, I was like, no, I don't. And, like, with the food, yeah, no, I'm fine with kids' meal. It's fine for me.
That ain't no problem. What about you, Zay? What's the drawbacks of being old?
Again, like I said before, usually when Joe is really angry, he'll just be like, and no holding back. Well, I'm like, I can't do that. I have to kind of, like, sometimes I don't even fight back. I just have to, like, just... Stop doing this because I can't hurt you.
You know, you do slam me a lot, but then you're like, no, you're not supposed to get up. Yeah. You know, I want to do WWE. And I'm just like, no, though.
Sometimes when I'm like wrestling with him, I want to do wrestling moves, but you know, I have to do them on the couch because I can't hurt him, and then he'll just be like, bah, bang, 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 bang. And I'll just be like, ah. God, I can't do stuff like
and
that.
And you get so tired picking up somebody. Like, with McKinley, when I pick her up and slam her, and she just gets back up immediately, and I'm like, oh, that was a lot of energy, though.
That's what it's like to be a parent. When you guys were younger, and you guys really liked to play, I would be like, I've done so much fun stuff. It's like when you wrestle with you guys, it is fun. It is great. But you guys are just like sweaty, like, yeah, more, please, never stop this. Or like, okay, I'm tired now. You're like, And then when I finally would stop, you guys would just wrestle and fight for long. And it's just like, I remember when you guys first started letting you guys stay home alone. I would have to be like, no fighting, no wrestling, because you guys don't fight that much anymore. Not nearly as much as you.
Oh, not nearly, but yeah, we do still fight.
You do. I'm going to tell you what makes me sad.
Yeah?
For 13 years? 11 years? Huh?
You're trying to do math?
Don't you do it.
I was just
for the longest time, you guys shared rooms.
Oh, yeah?
When you guys stopped sharing rooms... The house got so quiet. When you guys were sharing rooms, it was laughing, fighting, arguing. Joe, stop. I want to play PlayStation. You need to play the game. This is my beanbag. I want to play the beanbag. And then when you guys got your own rooms, it was like, oh, cool. I will be quiet in my room with the door closed, and I'll be quiet in my room with the door closed. And now that's why, if you notice, the ratio or the amount of times bothered per hour has gone up tremendously since you guys have got your own room. Because y'all just be quiet. I be like, I'm up in here. What you doing? Video game? What you doing? Huh? Discord?
Why though?
Because I need to feel something. When we lived in our old house, you guys' room was so close to ours, I could always hear you guys. I could hear your phone. I could be laughing, watching games, stuff. Now y'all just be like, and then I'd be like, come in and play with me.
You guys get tired so fast, though.
I just be like, okay. But, I mean, I'm almost 40, though. 37. You know, I got knees. I got the bum shoulder.
I got knees.
I can't deal with it.
Yeah, 37-year-old knees.
Do you guys want a sister still?
McKinley is enough.
Baby's enough.
Yeah, the time she comes over, it's enough.
Once she started talking and walking, you guys stopped asking for a sister almost immediately. It's so funny when you guys watch her, like, baby's on her way, you guys are like,
because she cries over,
she, like, doesn't cry that much anymore. She's just like, but, please just calm down.
No, she like, you can easily make her cry, like, on purpose or on accident. Literally, we were playing rock, paper, scissors, and I was like, so paper, scissors, rock, right? And she was like, no. And I was like, okay, so scissors, paper, rock. And she was like, no. So I was like, okay, rock, paper, scissors. We did rock, paper, scissors, and then I won, obviously, because I'm the best.
I cheated. Rock, paper, scissors.
wait, let me get to the point, okay? And she started crying, and I was like, why, though? I was just messing with you. I don't think
she understands the concept of getting, like, trolled.
I know, she doesn't.
Of getting trolled?
Yeah, I don't think she understands that.
But also, she started crying.
Understand the concept of losing. Yeah. Games are only fun to her if she wins.
She hates games when she loses.
Yeah.
Which, like, but you're bad at them. Like, you're gonna lose.
Do you remember when we played Candyland with her? And she was losing, so she just started cheating. She started, like, moving her piece towards the end when she saw, I think, me. I don't know if you were playing.
I don't
know. Me and Mommy were playing with her, and, like, Mommy was, like, two spaces away from me, and I was, like, forward, and Candy was, like, way back. So she was just like, okay, I win. This game's over now. I win. So what's the best parts about having me as a dad, Kevin? And take your time.
We get to go to a lot of places. Well, not anymore. But
traveling.
Yeah, traveling. The airplane part isn't fun, but being there is. And okay. I get to take a lot of photos and not use them.
What else? Count the ways.
Oh, it's fun playing video games when you do.
I play video games every time I want to. I don't like Minecraft, okay? I don't want to build a house and go to bed. That's my regular life. I don't want to have to worry about
you don't have to. There's other games. You only play, FIFA.
No, I play FIFA. I play Rocket League. Mario.
We beat Mario.
I played Rocket League, FIFA, Mario Kart.
We played Rocket League once.
No, I did twice. That game's also really hard to control with a car, though. And Joe's super good at it. He, like, airhead the car. Like, he hit the ball.
It's pretty difficult.
Yeah. It's really hard to. And you can't break.
No, you can.
Okay.
You didn't know there was a break, but it's
there's something that you're not supposed to, that you can't do. You can't do that.
I don't know what.
Oh, I know what it was. It's the,
drift?
The booster thing.
No, you can't boost. Booster.
Cool.
Those are little floating balls.
What do you can't do? Can you not, you can't. Can you go backwards?
Yeah. You can drive backwards. You can do a backflip. But when we were playing Mario, you guys were just so confused. Like, there's so many things happening on the screen right now.
Mario changed. If you go watch, you go back and play original Nintendo, like 8-bit Mario.
I know that.
But it, like, don't have all that.
But it's still
the ground never moves though. Hmm? The ground doesn't move from under you. This Mario, you will be on a thing that's moving. Fire coming. The ghost going around the circle. It's a lot, man.
It's pretty simple, Tommy Chan.
It's pretty.
Huh? We played Mario.
Mario was supposed to be an easy game. You guys died over 100 times. Both of you.
We were down a lot. Want to take a quick break from the show and tell you about Audible. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment all in one place. At Audible, you can find the largest selection of audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, languages, business, motivation, and, like, original entertainment from top celebrity creators and thousands of popular and binge-worthy podcasts. I want to tell you guys specifically about a book I listened to on Audible that changed my life called The Power of Full Engagement. It's by Jim Lehrer and Tony Schwartz. It's about managing energy, not time, being the key to high performance and personal renewal. Why listening to this podcast can be a break for your creativity and not you just wasting away, and why I play FIFA as a way to be more productive. And it was this book that told me that. working all the time isn't the best time. I actually listened to this book while hiking because I get terrible service up on the hike. So I just download the book on Audible, listen for about 30, 45 minutes per hike. In a week or so, I'm done and I go on to my next thing. Audible offers thousands of titles, and the Audible app is free and can be installed on all smartphones and tablets. Audible has podcasts, guided wellness programs, theatrical performances, A-list comedy, and exclusive Audible originals you won't find anywhere else. Their new plan, Audible Plus, gives you full access to their popular Plus catalog. Now you can listen all you want to thousands and thousands of popular audiobooks, original entertainment, and podcasts, including ad-free versions of your favorite shows and exclusive series. Audible helps people get more stories and information. People can listen while working from home, cooking, exercising, on a walk, a hike, like I said, family activity, or just relaxing. Listening helps people feel connected and inspired. New members can always try Audible Plus for 30 days on us by visiting audible.com/IDK or texting IDK to 500-500. Once again, visit audible.com/IDK or text IDK to 500-500. And now back to the show.
Okay, Zay, why do you love me as a dad, Kevin?
You're very nice.
Yes.
You are very understanding, and usually when we do something that like involves school or something else, you can kind of put yourself in our shoes and you can get a better understanding. And you don't really yell at us.
I don't.
As much, which I think is pretty cool. You kind of just be like, hey, no. Don't do that. That's pretty cool.
Y'all would just copy what mother says.
Alright, mommy comes in and lays the hammer down, and I'm like, you know what she said. Alright, now don't be, you know.
Yeah, you come in after and you're like,
and it's kind of easy to let our guard down when we're around you because you're very just like fun. And no offense to mother, she's awesome too. But sometimes you just be like,
why did you make that face?
Because sometimes you're just like, what? Did I do something wrong? I don't know why. You okay, Joe?
Oh, I'm dying.
Joe, you're hot. You're sweating. You're laughing so much. You need a second?
No. It is pretty hot in here.
It is hot in here. The air in here is just like either ice cold or off.
Well, the same thing with office, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you like about me, JoJo?
Oh, man. Let me tell you what. I love both of you guys. Joe, you remind me a lot of myself. You are the ego out of this world. Ego is just out of this world.
You got to do
out
that.
Of this Dream world. For that. Okay. Your sarcasm, you remind me of me if my parents let me have my personality as a kid. Like, I was sarcastic in my head, but it was violence. If I were able to be sarcastic the way you are, it would have been like, okay, you want to die.
Sometimes Joe says stuff and I'm like, oh my God, did he just say that?
Yeah. So we let you get away with it a lot because I think things are funny. And two, because I know you are being funny and I know you're not being disrespectful. Your competitiveness also I like a lot. But then you're a lot like your mom. Organizational-wise and this podcast, you don't like to veer off. You'd be like, okay, this is, but also, great point. Stay here. You also are like me. I like most of the things where you're like me.
I like me a lot.
This podcast, I was curious to see if you would want to, like, if you would be on doing it every week. Because I knew I would be on, you know, how I'd be about stuff. And you'd be like, all right, we got to do it. What we're going to talk about, this and that. Isaiah, you are since you were a bebe, you have been a chill kid. You were very just like, cool. I'm gonna drink some milk, pee, poop, sleep, not gonna cry unless something is really wrong. And as you've grown, you've been like, what's up, guys? This is Azenator. You also let me kiss and hug you as much as I want. So when Joe's like, Isaiah gets double kisses and hugs. I like your creativity. You guys are both creative like I am, but in different ways. Joe is more, I want to be funny, be on the camera. Isaiah is more like, here's a vision I saw. Here's how I want to create from behind the camera. and you don't have to be in front of the camera as much. And some days I am like that. But you guys both have, like, if you split what I have up, you took a whole bunch of this half and you took a whole bunch of the other half. But you both seem to impress me. Like, Isaiah, your editing stuff, I'd be like, like, you guys have the potential to be so much better and further along than me and your mom in everything in life, because you guys know what you like and you're doing it at an early age and you have the resources and stuff. And Zay, your temperament is great. You're funny. You're sarcastic. You dry humor as well as Joe. And also, I can nerd out with you.
Yes. I need people to nerd out.
We, like, that's one thing I like about our vibe, like Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
We be freaking nerding out. We be like, this was it. This is not canon.
Boba Fett showed up,
I was like, ah! I remember we were in Japan and we went to, you came in the room and you were like, Mandalorian. And then I went on there and Disney was like, not in Japan. And we were like, but it's the last episode. People in America, they're already watching it. And me and Josh figured out how to watch it. And I just think it was so funny that we were like, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mandalorian!
And I also,
what do we do?
I also like, now that you guys watch movies that are not just animated movies, like MCU and Loki, when you guys came to me and your mom and you were like, we want to watch John Wick and here's our reasons why. And then I was like, yes, mom, it can. So I really like watching movies with you guys. You guys both like movies the way I like movies. And you know, Joe also is more family oriented. Like, he's like, we haven't watched a movie as a family. Let us do that. Game night.
Let's do that, please.
Yeah, you don't let mommy off the hook when she tries to watch her computer for a Mandalorian. You'd be like, close it. And Zay is very like, he won't start the family night, but he will be like, oh yeah, let's, you know, we'll watch a movie. So I like the family aspect of it. You guys are pretty adaptable too. Like, I know when we were on tour, that had to suck. Like,
yes.
The waking up, I was cranky. You guys were like, we're just children. But for the most part, you guys didn't complain nearly as much as you could. And you did not make it difficult. So you guys are pretty, like, chill kids, and other people always are like, hey, your kids are really well behaved and they're great to be around, which is like the best thing for a parent, for other parents to be like, hey, your kids are really well behaved, I like them, they're respectable. Because we didn't teach you guys to say yes or no, sir, but you still show respect for adults even if you're not saying, you know,
yes, we do,
yes sir, no sir. So I wanted two boys, I prayed for two boys, I got two boys, I'm ecstatic. I love having sons.
Yes.
I love it. I get to walk around naked. Oh, fantastic. You know what's funny about that?
But you should.
No, I definitely should. When you guys were little and babies, you didn't even notice, right? And I thought, man, one day I gotta stop this. Because they're gonna be old. And then I just haven't got to that day yet. I don't, you know, especially you coming to
stop this. You guys, 10 years later, you know, someday I really should stop this.
You guys come into my room, it's balls and blood. Don't come in here without knocking. I be trying to tell y'all, if you come in without knocking, you'll see balls and blood. I also want to say, this is the last thing of praising you guys. I was thinking of, like, you know, every parent group, they're always like, when I was a kid, it was worse. This was worse. Or harder or whatever. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, school during a pandemic is way harder than anything ever I did.
Okay. Actually, I'm glad you said that because I didn't want to interrupt you. But also, I wanted to ask today about school and quarantine. Because
yeah.
I asked you guys about what you think it would be like.
Yeah.
Zay, you know, he's actually in school like me.
Yes.
First thing, it ain't that hard.
School?
I'm just going to say my thing.
Okay.
You know, obviously I didn't like school. Quarantine, best thing. Not best thing, as in school, best thing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't give you as much work because it's hard to like, if you're a visual learner, mm-hmm. it's hard to see through a screen.
Yeah.
And it's hard to learn like that. And I'm a visual learner. So that was pretty, it wasn't really hard for me.
You talk about at the beginning of quarantine or now? Because even at the beginning, they were like, school's almost over, we're just going to do this. Mm-hmm. But this year, they were like.
No, like this year. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think they gave me, or given me, at least as much work as they would as in a normal seventh grade. Because, mm-hmm. you know, nothing about school right now is normal.
Yeah.
So, that's just my thing. Is that?
Yeah, I agree that they're not giving us as much work. But I think it's easier for you because you always hated going out of mm-hmm. the home. Of the house and going in that environment, and now when you're in the comfort of your own home, you're like, oh, this is easy, I can go to school in my bed, I can chill. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's horrible. I think
so. Now we get both sides of the spectrum.
The best thing about school, when we could actually go like in person, for me was seeing my friends. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm a very extroverted person, so I'm like, oh yes, I don't really like doing the work, but I can at least see my friends. And now that I don't have that, and it's just work, I'm like, oh,
wow. Actually, it's just doing
all the bad parts
of school, and I don't want this to happen.
So if they could let you go back, sorry to interrupt you. So let me add this. If they said you can go back, would you rather be back?
Yes.
Just because you get the vibe with your friends? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say, school right now, making friends is impossible.
Mm-hmm. It's also very hard to make friends in a virtual setting.
Because yeah. I'm in a new school. You guys obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you just have no time at all.
Oh, right? Because when class is over, you
get off. Yeah.
You get off and you're just home.
Like, you don't
and
go.
Usually home you have school. Like lunch or after school, or maybe mm-hmm. the teachers like let you chill for a little while. You have none of that with online school.
You don't
school.
Have any. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As soon as it's break, turn the computer off, do whatever you want.
It's 30 minutes of class and then just off.
I didn't really think about that. You are going to your old school, but you can't talk to your friends in school.
Yeah, I can't.
And you move to a new school and you can't meet. There's no even walking from class to class. Hey. Like, even if you're not, you know, in the class, you see a friend. Mm-hmm. There's no recess.
There's Dang. Not recess anyway, but, you know, mm-hmm. there's no,
well, it's called nutrition. Or nutrition.
Yeah, same thing.
Though. Yeah, yeah.
But
so you
yeah.
can't even play soccer, though. You used to play soccer and nutrition. But it's better for you, right?
Yeah. It's still
I didn't think about that for you, Zay. I feel like you could deal with the sucky part of, like, schoolwork. Because I can't say I like schoolwork, but I love school. Mm-hmm. I loved talking. I was very much like you.
Yes.
Hey, guys! Kevin's here!
That's why when, like, we went back to school for summer, I was like, yes! Finally, I'm not in the house all day. Mm-hmm. But now I'm doing work and I'm in the house all day. And I'm just like, I'm going insane. I need to see someone else.
I don't think I'm introverted.
I need something else.
But also, I'm fine with staying home.
Yeah, Joe, you're much more of a homebody. Isaiah, you're more like, when I was a kid, I was like you. As an adult, when I'm not working,
I like going home, and with school, you don't just immediately, you're just not at your house. So you have to like go through the process of, you know, getting out of class, mm-hmm. walking all the way to the front of the school, waiting for you guys to pick me up, driving back home, like being home.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in quarantine, well, I guess when you don't have to actually go to school, you just turn off your computer and boom, you're done.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I guess that can definitely affect your, as far as you, like, it's crazy because the roles are almost reversed. Mm-hmm. Like, Joe hated, like, remember we used to play Incredible for him all the time, going to your elementary school yeah. to play that Travis Green song? Because Joe was just fun. Like, all right, hating this day, but this is my jam, you know?
You guys played that a lot.
We played it every single day for a year.
Literally, well, I don't remember anymore, but I remembered every word.
It was
and
it
the
changed
background
your, it
words.
It changed your mood.
There,
yes, yeah, your mood. I mean, I don't think it lasted.
No,
but for the 10, you know, minutes to school, you'd be like, you know, moping. But when we got in the car, you'd be like, doom, 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 right? And you'd be like, all right, okay, it's going to be okay. And then you got out the car and the music was off, you're like, sucks again. But what I was going to say is you have gotten less of the part you, or more of the part you don't like. Mm-hmm. And you've got more of the part you, or less of the part you like. Mm-hmm. So, and the crazy thing is coronavirus crisis is going down right now. It's going down right now. So it's likely that you'll go to school like this for the rest of this year.
Why can't this happen when we didn't have to have school?
But you know how long it's been, no matter what. It happened at the end of school, all through summer, and then back into school.
What's going on? All through summer.
All through summer. Starting, I feel like you guys missed school. First week was like March 12th or something like that. And you haven't been out. Those stores by your old school or by your school, they're closed now. The candy place, the boba house is open, but that candy donut shop's open. But the candy place next to it, they were like, she was like, place
doesn't close down the donut shop.
I don't think she will. Okay. People will still be going there.
I need that place.
Anything else?
Well, I did want to add one more thing, or okay. I guess it's more of a question for Zay. I guess I can word this as, why didn't you want to start a podcast with Father?
Oh, I totally forgot I would ask you that all the time.
There was no specific reason. I just didn't feel like that is something that I wanted to pursue. Like, I like listening
to
Father.
Do you not like being on camera?
No, I'll be on camera for anything, but if I just don't like being on camera for something I don't feel like I want to do in the future. Mm-hmm. So if I'm filming like a comedy show or maybe something with my friends, they'll be like, yeah, let's do that. But like podcasts, I like listening to them, but I don't see myself doing that. Mm-hmm. So I much rather watch them than be a part of them.
Got it. Do you see yourself like reviewing stuff? Like, could you see yourself as like, you watch Emergency Awesome? Could you see yourself doing what he does?
Yeah, I would love to do that. I like listening, or I like watching superhero movies, any type of
movie. Yeah, guys, I know who Emergency Awesome is, too.
That's the one I sent you guys. I told you, after The Mandalorian, I watch this and I nerd out. And that's how I learn more stuff. I'm like, this guy was Jabba the Hutt. This dude played in that. These were the special eggs. Like, I watched the last episode. I thought those eggs meant something. And he was just like, no, Baby Yoda was just eating. It's just literally, there was no special thing. He was just like, he just liked him. It was so funny. But because I didn't watch all the Star Wars stuff, so that guy, he like freaking knows everything about Star Wars. Even Game of Thrones, he had read all the books, so he knew a lot of stuff that I didn't know.
Do you like reading?
No. Well, it depends. No, I don't think I do. I'll read.
I don't really be seeing people outside.
Yeah, I know. That was weird. The people that are working on the house. I'll read if I'm like, I'm forced to. But if people are like, oh, you should read a book, I'm like, I'll watch the movies or something. Because everyone says, oh, the book is always better than movies because it's in your imagination. I'm like, no. I want to see what
they're books are long, man.
And they're long. And all those words, you can get caught up. And I'm just like,
you can get confused so much easier than if you're watching a movie. Because you can see what's happening in the movie, but when you're imagining stuff, like, I had to read a book, and I was imagining, it was like a goblin book, something, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was imagining the goblins, because they're, like, one of the main characters, yeah. They were part of the main character. Not a part, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And when I looked on the book cover, I was like, oh! So that's not what I imagined at all.
Right. I'd much rather see something happening and see what they can do than imagine it. Mm. I don't know why, but like I like seeing what other people can do with the resources they have than me just imagining what's happening.
Also, you guys talk about CGI movies. I don't see it. Like bad
when
CGI
Isaiah
movies,
said that in the Black Panther thing, I didn't see it. I didn't see it at the time, but when he said it, I went back and there was a YouTube video. And they showed it like way at the top, right? Like the higher you went, the where they were.
I remember when we first watched that movie and then did the pan up of like the people in the tribes, and I was like, is this a video game? What is this? This is supposed to be Marvel. They did Infinity War.
Yeah.
And I was like, this?
They did Infinity War.
And the final fight scene with Killmonger and T'Challa, I was like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
That, and that's a really common critique of that movie. The CGI and the fight scenes were...
I don't see it.
I didn't see it either until I watched after. But the CGI... Well, I guess it... Is it CGI Mandalorian? Because they have those practical screens that you... The video that you sent me. But they still do have CGI for some of those planets and stuff. But it's good, right?
Yeah, but they... I think they do, like... practical effects and visual effects, and they can just combine them.
Yeah, composite.
Sometimes you can see puppets, and then you can see something that looks like a puppet, but also has to have CGI.
Yeah.
I know what you guys are talking about too. CGI, computer generated images.
You gotta make a movie.
I know the VFX software, but coronavirus.
No, sucks.
Did you want to say anything else about anything at all, ever?
I should have sat in the middle. That would have elevated this podcast to genius level. But no. And that's pretty much it.
What do you want to say about your voice being deep, which is certain seasons?
Oh, actually, a lot of people think Zay's voice got deeper. It didn't get deeper for me because, obviously, I live with him. But I don't hear it.
The weird thing is... Over time, I don't know, but I don't remember Joe's voice being high.
Yeah.
And so when I hear him now, it's just always sounding like this for me. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's just, it kind of just developed in my mind that, oh, Joe's always sounding like this because I've been with him.
Joe's voice is getting deeper as well.
Yeah.
Is it?
If you go back and watch, yes.
I know for a fact your voice.
Obviously, it has to get deeper at some point. But
if you listen to, like, the old Crazy I Say videos, you guys are like,
I do this. Me too, brother.
And I just don't remember his voice being like that.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of what's it called? I don't know. With JoJo, I'm your host. Zay Zay.
The disrespect.
I'm your host, Zay Zay. This is my guest, Joe. How did you feel to be on the podcast?
I feel pretty good doing it for, you know, every other episode. Okay. I mean, every episode.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Yep.
This is the best episode ever already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.